All right, good afternoon, everybody. This is welcome to the OFL Ridgecrest Board of Directors regular meeting. Today's May 20th, 2026. The time right now is 3:02 p.m. My name is Harold Egger, and also with me today, as far as board members go, Peter Russell is also here. And let's go ahead and find out who else is on the line today.
Good morning, everyone. Today, for staff on the call, we have myself, Janelle Lee, Audrey Carter, Bryce Gardo, Candace Varner, Charles Pack, Cynthia Harson, Greg Bordeaux, Ileana Kyriakos, Marisela Freimark, Michael Leonesio, Ramon Burley Johnson, Stephanie Gray, Zach Hillowart, and Yelena Shapiro. Is there anyone on the call that I missed?
Hi, Michael Scott from Sierra Sands Unified School District, just sitting in. I appreciate that 400-page agenda being sent in advance. So.
Only.
Thank you, Michael. And then now we'll move on to the teleconference locations. I'll say the address, and once I do, can you please unmute and say present if you're here? First, 27616 Newhall Ranch Road.
Here, sorry, my mute button wasn't working.
All good, thank you. Next, 18824 Soledad Canyon Road.
Present.
Thank you. And then 900 North Norma Street.
Present.
Thank you. And we are present at 320 North Halsted Street.
Thank you very much. Let's move on to public comment. Members of the public may address the board at regular meetings on agenda or non-agenda items within the board's subject matter jurisdiction and at special meetings on agenda items only by using the call-in information set forth above. Speakers may be called in the order that requests are received or grouped by subject area. We ask that comments be limited to 2 minutes with no more than 15 minutes per single topic, so that as many people as possible may be heard. To ensure an equitable access, any member of the public who utilizes an interpreter shall receive double the time for public comment. By law, the board may take action only on items on the agenda. The board may, at its discretion, refer a matter to school staff or calendar the issue for future discussion. At this time, are there any members of the public on the line for the Board of Directors regular meeting for OFL Ridgecrest? All right, hearing none, we'll go ahead and move on. Going to item 4A, the consent agenda. All items listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. Peter, did you get a chance to read items 4A1 and A2 under the consent agenda?
I did.
All right. I also read those. Can I get a motion to approve?
Peter Russell, so moved.
All right, I'll go ahead and second. Peter has moved. I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote? Peter.
Peter Russell, aye.
I also vote aye. Item 4A, the consent agenda, is approved. Right, moving on to item 4B, information items. B1 is the OFL Ridgecrest Charter update. Is that Stephanie?
Yes, good afternoon, board members. I have our May charter update for you. Our charter statistics for the Ridgecrest Center are 162 students enrolled in the brick and mortar, 110 students in our online program, for a total enrollment of 272 students. For academics, state testing season has begun at Opportunities for Learning Ridgecrest. Students have completed all four sessions of Tech and Testing, which is a program designed to review skills needed for the test. 7th, 8th, and 11th graders will be taking the SBAC test in English, math, and science in the next few days. Students will then take their third and final Star Renaissance test for the school year. After testing is over, students will be pushing hard to finish out the school year, trying to complete their necessary classes for their grade level. For sports, the spring sports season is going strong for OFL Ridgecrest. Students are currently participating in baseball, softball, and track and field. The baseball team is off to a decent start with 4 wins and are currently sitting in third place in the high-low league. Softball got off to a strong start with 6 wins and are currently in first place in the high-low league. The track and field team has participated in 5 meets this year, with multiple athletes having recorded personal best times for races and distance or for throws. Educational partner engagement. Students from OFL Ridgecrest Student Leadership hosted a Make a Child Smile event. Students from the center made Get Well cards, which were sent to multiple children's hospitals. The students had a great time making the cards and were excited to mail them out. OFL Ridgecrest students also attended the IWV Economic Outlook Conference. This annual conference is the premier economic forecast event in the region and provides students with insight into current local, state, and national economies. This was a great learning opportunity for our students to participate in. Are there any questions I can answer?
I'm here.
All right, and I
I'm
believe
here.
someone from online programs will be giving their charter update.
Audrey?
Yeah, hi, my name is Audrey Carter. I'm the principal of Opportunities for Learning Ridgecrest Online Programs. I'm glad to be here for my first board meeting. I wanted to share that currently we have 115 students enrolled. Our progress is about 88.7% for students. We have about 16 students enrolled that have an IEP, and we have about 9 English language learner students. Our course completion for the school year so far at the time of this report is 6.9 for math, 7.1 credits for English, 8.0 for social studies, and 7.1 for science. We are wrapping up our direct instruction classes next week. They began in March and they ended quarter four this coming week. So students are taking such classes as science and Spanish, and we also have some students enrolled in dual enrollment classes as well for Spanish and psychology. Our PSEs recently hosted grade level nights and plan to continue this in the new school year. We started off with 9th and 10th grade parent nights to focus in on those grade levels and the specific needs of those kiddos to support in their journey in the high school. And we'll have more in the new school year as well. Our student spotlight is Katie Morales. Her teacher is Patricia Lee, who has recently been named the an assistant principal in our online program. So Patty is proud of the progress that Katie has made along the way. At first, she really struggled in completing work and in feeling just comfortable attending our student events. And she recently attended her first prom at Dodger Stadium just a few weeks ago. So we wanted to highlight her because we're proud of this growth that she's taken, the risk that she's taken, her willingness to try new things, and that has been shown by the support of her teacher, her EL teacher Patty, and her special education specialist as well. Our last highlight is a class highlight. We currently offer art direct instruction courses with our art teacher Leslie Fields. Those classes are cartooning, drawing, and watercolor. And those are being offered right now and will continue into the first quarter of the year. So signups are currently happening for those for quarter one of the new school year. And this allows students the opportunity to refine their skills, to just practice in a really safe and supportive environment on Zoom, and to connect to other artists as well in their school community. That is my charter update. Does the board have any questions?
I'm here.
I'm here. Sounds very strong. Thank you very much.
Of course.
All right, moving on to item 4B2, the Orfel Ridgecrest School Climate Survey Results Overview. Stephanie.
Yes, thank you. All right, so I have an overview of our school climate survey results. This item is presented for informational purposes, and it summarizes the results of the annual school climate survey administered by Skyrocket in the fall slash winter of 2025 across staff, student, and parent groups. As a part of our continuous improvement efforts, educational partner agreement, and in alignment with the LCFF Local Priority 6 requirement to administer an annual school climate survey, our LEA partnered with Skyrocket to conduct a comprehensive survey. This survey was designed to capture community perceptions around key areas such as safety, inclusion, engagement, connection, and support. The charter has received a tailored school climate report highlighting key insights across 8 to 10 climate dimensions, including social, emotional, and physical safety, connection and belonging, and leadership. These reports include average scores from staff, students, and parent responses, key insights and trends drawn from the data, and recommended next steps for improvement or reinforcement. For next steps, OFL Ridgecrest leadership will use these insights to inform the 26-27 Local Control and Accountability Plan, or LCAP, development, professional development planning, the completion of the LCFF Local Priority 6 on the California dashboard, and school-wide initiatives to support a positive and inclusive learning environment. A high-level overview of the results are our key strengths were high confidence in social, emotional, and physical safety, a strong sense of connection and belonging within the school community, professionalism among school staff rated very positively. For areas of opportunity, we have fairness and clarity of school rules and environment, and student-teacher relationships. Are there any questions I can answer?
None here, please. No questions. Thanks, Devin.
Thank you.
Right, moving on to item B3, the OFL Ridgecrest public hearing on the 2024 through 2027 Local Control and Accountability Plan, the LCAP, for fiscal year 26, 2027. That's
Me again.
Stephanie again. Go
Yes.
ahead.
All right.
Before we
Go ahead.
open the public
Yeah,
hearing.
let's do this right here. At this time, I'd like to open up the public hearing on the 2024 to 27 Local Control and Accountability Plan, the LCAP, the fiscal year 2026-2027. Go ahead, Stephanie. Sorry.
Great. Thank you. Okay, so what I have for you today is the OFL Ridgecrest public hearing on the 2024-2027 Local Control and Accountability Plan for fiscal year 26-27. The board will review and hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendations and comments of members of the public regarding the specific goals, actions, and expenditures proposed to be included in the 24-27 Local Control and Accountability Plan for fiscal year 26-27. The LEA is providing the public the option to solicit recommendations and comments of members of the public regarding the specific actions and expenditures proposed to be included in the Local Control and Accountability Plan. OFL Ridgecrest has attached all 2026-27 proposed goals, actions, and expenditures to this cover page. The estimated spending is total proposed actions and expenditures contributing to increased or improved services for low-income EL and foster youth at $560,500. Total proposed LCF funding actions and expenditures in the 26-27 LCAP, also $560,500. Total proposed other state funding action and expenditures are $324,000. Total proposed local funding actions and expenditures in the 26-27 LCAP, zero. And that makes the grand total of $884,500. Now, since the LEA is in its first year of operation, there is no California dashboard data yet. Therefore, we conducted our CNA using internal data from the fall semester. And the 26-27 LCAP goals are focused on maintaining or improving student outcomes and focused on our 4 to 5 year graduation cohort rate, hoping to get strong outcomes on our first California dashboard release. So what we've come up with is, and I apologize, this is kind of dense, but I'll go through it as quickly as I can. Goal one is related to accelerate academic growth and math acceleration for unduplicated pupils. The metrics we will be using to measure our success are average math GLE, which is grade level equivalent growth. We want all students and subgroups to grow by one grade level next year. For our FRMP students completing 5 or more units a month, we want to increase the percentage of those students completing 5 or more units per month to 47.2%. The average ELA GLE, which again, grade level equivalent growth, again, one grade level for all students. And student progression for our FRMP students, we want to maintain average, oops, sorry. There's wrong data in here. I apologize. I believe our student progression was in the high ni in the mid 90s, so we want to maintain that, and I'll make sure that gets corrected. The actions that we will be utilizing are our MPP math My Math Path cohorts, and that is interventions provided to students who are testing in the urgent intervention level during our benchmark testing. We will be offering targeted small group instruction. We'll be offering My Reading Path cohorts, again, another intervention offered to students testing an urgent intervention. And we will be providing technology access and instructional support. For goal two, we are focused on strengthen inclusive supports and special education effectiveness. The metrics we will be using are RENSTAR math scaled score, RENSTAR reading scaled score, reclassification rates. We want to make sure we maintain 20% or higher every year. ELA and math GLE growth for students with disabilities, and core course credit completion for students with disabilities. And the actions we will be implementing are, again, my math path cohorts, my reading path cohorts. We have EL individualized support and instruction, strengthening academic support in SGI math and science classes, students with disability intervention support and instruction, student with disability professional development, and various academic supports, such as tutoring and intervention, math intervention specialists. And our final goal, goal three, is to increase student engagement, credit attainment, and graduation rates. Our metrics will be dropout rates. We want middle school to be at or below 2%, high school to be at or below 5%. We want to maintain our 90-day retention rate at or above 96.7%. We want to increase the percentage of students completing 5 or more units a month. In person, our target is 43.7%, and for online, 49.6%. A through G course completion, we want an average of 6 units per subject completed every school year. CTE completion, we will be participating in nursing and culinary, and the goal is to have at least 3 students in each CTE course. Suspension rates, we want to maintain suspension rates at or below 1.5%. And then the teacher missed assignments. We want to maintain at or above the district average. And we need the dashboard to release that data to be able to measure it. The actions that will be utilized are social emotional learning, again, targeted small group instruction, our semesterly achievement chats, our career pathways, professional development for all educational staff, our intervention trackers, parent involvement and educational partner engagement, offering a broad course of study aligned to 21st century learning, and our annual school climate survey. Are there any questions I can answer, and are there any public comments or suggestions?
No questions on here. They're very positive goals.
No questions here either. Thank you.
Are there any members of the public that would like to provide any comments at this time? All right, hearing none. We'll go ahead and close the hearing for the 2026-2027 Local Control and Accountability Plan, the LCAP, at this time.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, go to item B4, the OFL Ridgecrest Financial Update. Alex.
Thank you, members of the board. This is a financial update for OFL Ridgecrest as of the March 2026 close. So, projected P2ADA indicated at the top is actually the P2ADA for the school, 253.24 for the year. Based upon the projected P2 or the actual P2ADA, revenue has been forecasted to be $3,957,370. Moving on to the expenses, first you have your certificate salaries and benefits subtotal at $2,155,899 or 54.48% of revenue. Just below that is the instruction-related services, which includes the certificate salaries and benefits subtotal above. And for the year, that is forecasted to be $3,376,848 or 85.33% of revenue. Your next two subtotals, highlighted in green, are your non-instructional expenses in that they don't count towards the required spending requirements of 40 and 80 for certificate salaries and benefits and non-instructional services. Operations and facilities is forecast to be $192,022. And then the administration and all our activities coming in at $236,867. So just below that is the excess revenue for the year. So as of the March 2026 close, excess revenue for OFL Ridgecrest is projected to be $151,633 or 3.83% excess revenue percentage for the year. On page two of the SB 740 report, we have the need to spend calculations for the school. So as of this close, highlighted in red, the school is meeting both of its spending requirements. For certificate salaries and benefits, the requirement is met and exceeded or overspent by $563,058. And then the instruction-related services is also met. It's also overspent by $229,067. So since the school does not have a need to spend at this time, the excess revenue that was indicated on the previous page, $151,633 for the year, and also the excess revenue percentage of 3.83%. Before we proceed to the next document, are there any questions?
No questions here.
Okay. So the next document in the financial update is the income statement for the school. This is your actuals through March 2026. All this information is rolled up into the SB 740 report, just a different format, a couple highlights. As stated, the total revenue for the year, $3,957,370. The total payroll expenditures for staff, both certificated and non-certificated, along with their benefits, $2,092,186 or 52.87% of revenue. So the school spending just under 53% of its total revenue on staff. And the total expenses for the year, $3,805,737. The next document is the variance analysis that's based on the income statement that we just looked at. So what we do here is we take 1% of year-to-date expenses. The threshold for this close is $27,050. And any of the line items year-to-date, the actuals, the budget that is either favorable or unfavorable, highlighted here. So first you have your CPA salaries and benefits. The year-to-date variance is a favorable variance of $89,913. The salaries were reforecasted in October for the school. Overall, this has been a savings for the year. So the school is actually spending under budget. Same thing for non-certificated salaries and wages. This is also resulting in a savings, the and a favorable variance, as well as the additional duties. The school is spending under what is actually budgeted. So every month it's actually resulting in a savings. The special education expenses. So this is based upon actual SPED billings. The school is actually spending more money on SPED for these special education services than what's in the budget. And then finally, you have your curriculum expense actuals year to date. Is also the actuals have been less than the budget, which is also resulting in the savings. The next document is the balance sheet. So total assets to date for OFL Ridgecrest, $4,693,666. Total liabilities were $3,671,305. And then total net assets for the year is $1,022,362. The last document in the financial update is the cash forecast for the school. So the figures higher in blue are actually beginning cash balance, your receipts, disbursements, and then ending cash balance. So for the school for the year, or I'm sorry, for March 31st, 2026, the cash in bank was $967,788. And in the current fiscal year, the school is expected to have $1,958,983 cash in bank. And in the current calendar year, December 31st, 2026, OFL Ridgecrest is forecasted to have $2,669,196 cash in bank. And that is the financial update for March 2026. Are there any questions?
Not here. No questions here. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, moving on to action items. Item C1, the OFL Ridgecrest amended shared employee lease agreement with OFL Malvern Park Incorporated, the OFL BP. Bryce.
Hi, good afternoon, board and Gath. The purpose of this agenda item is for the board to review and consider the approval of the amended OFL Ridgecrest shared employee lease agreement with OFL Baldwin Park Incorporated. OFL Ridgecrest has maintained a shared employee lease agreement with OFL BP since the 25-2026 school year for online program employee support services. This partnership has helped expand educational opportunities and increase support for students within the community, which has been fantastic. As the partnership has continued to grow, the amended agreement provides additional clarification and detail regarding the expenses associated with the shared services model. These updates will help both organizations anticipate, manage, and plan for related costs more effectively moving forward. For example, think overhead, professional development, conferences, things like that. All other components of the agreement will remain unchanged. The charter's proportionate share of the online program employee expenses are based on ADA. The superintendent recommends approval. Does the board have any questions?
No, that's good. Good.
No question, Chair. Thank you.
Would you like to propose a motion, Bryce?
Yeah, of course. Motion to approve the OFL Ridgecrest amends shared employee lease agreement with OFL Baldwin Park Incorporated.
Peter Russell, so moved.
I second it. Peter has moved and I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote? Peter?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C1, the OFL Ridgecrest amended shared employee lease agreement with OFL Baldwin Park Incorporated is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item C2, the OFL Ridgecrest services agreement between Nine Dot Education Solutions LLC and OFL Ridgecrest Incorporated. Leon.
Good afternoon, board, and everyone on the call. The board is being asked to review and consider approval of the service agreement between OFL Ridgecrest and Nine Dot Education Solutions LLC. Nine Dot currently provides back office operational support services for the organization, including human resources, payroll, accounting, and corporate compliance support. These services are critical to ensuring the organization remains operationally compliant, fiscally sound, and be able to focus on school-based efforts on serving students. This agreement would be effective July 1, 2026 through June 30, 2036, and include standard renewal provisions as well as termination language for cause, including material breach or non-renewal of the charter. One important item to note is that the agreement reflects a reduction in fees from 7.35% to 7%, which results in a cost savings to the organization while continuing the operational support structure currently in place. The agreement language was also updated and streamlined to better align with agreements used across the network and to provide additional clarity around processes, responsibilities, and operational expectations. Does the board have any questions?
No questions. That's good.
Yeah, nobody here.
Thank you. Would you like me to propose a motion?
Yes, please.
Motion to approve the OFL Ridgecrest Service Agreement between Nine Dot Education Solutions LLC and OFL Ridgecrest Inc.
Peter Russell, closer.
So moved.
Peter Russell, I second.
All right, I have moved in. Peter has seconded. Then I got a roll call vote, Peter.
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C2, the OFL Ridgecrest Services Agreement between Nine Dot Education Solutions and OFL Ridgecrest Incorporated is approved. Thanks, Ethan. All right, moving on to item C3, the OFL Ridgecrest Services Agreement between Skyrocket Incorporated and OFL Ridgecrest Incorporated. Liliana.
Thank you. The board is being asked to review and consider approval of the services agreement between OFL Ridgecrest and Skyrocket Inc. Skyrocket provides a variety of educational and operational support services to the organization. These services include data analytics, instructional and operational consulting support, student engagement tools, and additional services outlined within the attached exhibits. This agreement would be effective July 1, 2026 through June 30, 2036, and it also includes standard renewal provisions as well as termination language for cause, including material breach or non-renewal of the charter. One of the significant updates within this agreement is the move to a simplified flat fee structure of 5%. The previous agreement included multiple fee calculations and varying rate structures. This updated structure is intended to improve transparency, administrative efficiency, and budget predictability moving forward. The agreement also includes several attached exhibits, including the scope of services, including the basic service package, consulting and extracurricular services, and the Launch Your Learning applications, also known as LILA. Do we have any questions?
None here.
None here.
Would you like me to propose a motion?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion to approve the OFL Ridgecrest Service Agreement between Skyrocket Inc. and Opportunities for Learning Ridgecrest Inc.
Peter Russell, so moved.
I second it. Peter has moved and I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote? Peter.
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C3, the OFL Ridgecrest Services Agreement between Skyrocket Incorporated and OFL Ridgecrest Incorporated is approved. All right, moving on to item C4, the OFL Ridgecrest Declaration of Need for Fully Qualified Educators for Fiscal Year 2026-2027. Is that Zachary?
Yeah, good afternoon. Up for the board to review and considers the approval of the OFL Ridgecrest Declaration of Need for Fully Qualified Educators for Fiscal Year 2026-27. This will assist the charter in finding qualified teachers to fill open positions. The governing board of the charter school needs to adopt a declaration at a regularly scheduled public meeting certifying that there is insufficient number of certificated persons who meet the district's specified employment criteria for the positions listed on the form. By submitting this annual declaration, the board is certifying the following: a diligent search as defined in the declaration to recruit a fully prepared teacher for the assignments was made, and if a suitable fully prepared teacher is not available to the school district, the district will make a reasonable effort to recruit based on the priority stated in the declaration. Does anyone have any questions?
Is it pretty difficult to find qualified educators?
Yeah, here it's pretty rural, so a lot of times we get people that, you know, there's no college here, so it does take a little bit of time to get somebody sometimes, or usually.
Do you usually go outside of the district or into other areas?
We try to recruit, all over Southern California, in Bakersfield, where there's a university, or like a couple hours away generally.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you. All right.
Would you like
Can I get
to?
a, if you'd like to go ahead and propose one, go ahead.
Sure. A motion to approve the OFL Ridgecrest Declaration of Need for fully qualified educators for fiscal year 2026-2027.
So moved. Can I get a second? All
Peter Russell, a second.
right. I have moved and Peter has seconded. I got a roll call vote. Peter.
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C4, the OFL Ridgecrest Declaration of Need for fully qualified educators for fiscal year 2026-2027. Thanks, Zachary. Right, moving on to item C5, the OFL Ridgecrest Data Sharing Memorandum of Understanding, the MOU with OFL Ridgecrest Incorporated and the California College Guidance Initiative, the CCGI. Charles.
Yes, the board will consider approval of a data sharing memorandum of understanding with Opportunities for Learning Ridgecrest and the California College Guidance Initiative known as CCGI. Now, CCGI provides schools with access to californiacolleges.edu, the state's official college and career planning platform, and the MOU will allow counselors to securely upload all student transcripts and supporting documents, helping streamline college applications and ensure colleges receive verified student records. Now, this agreement supports college and career readiness, improves efficiency, and promotes equitable access to post-secondary opportunities, particularly first-generation college applicants. It also includes data privacy protections and complies with applicable laws, including FERPA. There is no fiscal impact, and the superintendent recommends approval. Recommend any motion or questions?
Question?
No questions here.
Yep, sounds good.
All
Go
right.
ahead.
Motion to approve the data sharing MOU with OFL Ridgecrest and the California College Guidance Initiative.
Russell, so moved.
Right, I'll second. Peter has moved. I have seconded. And again, roll call vote. Peter.
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C5, the OFL Ridgecrest Data Sharing Memorandum of Understanding with OFL Ridgecrest and the California College Guidance Initiative. Thank you. All right, moving on to item C6, the OFL Ridgecrest Student Handbook for fiscal year 2026-2027. Marcella.
Hello, Harold and members of the board. Good afternoon, everyone. So, before you, board, is the final OFL Ridgecrest Student Handbook for the 2026-2027 school year. This handbook is being shared today as an action item and now reflects all of the final edits previously introduced to the board during our March board meeting, along with the final few recommendations made by school council. These recommendations include adding military youth, migratory youth, and newcomer youth when defining special student populations, and small edits to truancy language and inclusion of gender-inclusive pronouns throughout the handbook. As a refresher, the 2026-2027 student handbook has been reviewed in collaboration with school leadership and other key school stakeholders, including legal counsel. With the approval of the handbook, the school will post on the school's website, release to students upon enrollment, and share with key community partners when necessary. Thank you again for the opportunity to share the final handbook. I know it's been a lengthy process, but we appreciate your collaboration and feedback throughout the process. This concludes my presentation, but I'd be happy to take any questions for the, from the board on the handbook if there are any.
No questions here.
None here, very thorough.
Would you like me to propose a motion?
Yes.
Great. So I would like to propose a motion to approve the OFL Ridgecrest Student Handbook for fiscal year 2026-2027 in its substantive form and to authorize the superintendent of OFL Ridgecrest in consultation with legal counsel to make revisions to the student handbook throughout the 2026-2027 academic year if necessary to align with necessary updates, any new legal requirements or updates to the Ed Code and ratify actions taken related thereto.
So moved. Can I get a second?
Peter Russell, a second.
All right. I have moved and Peter has seconded. Can I get a roll call vote, Peter?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C6, the OFL Ridgecrest Student Handbook for fiscal year 2026-2027 is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to item C7, the OFL Ridgecrest referral protocols for addressing pupil behavioral health concerns. Marcella.
Thank you, Harold. So before you, board, is a copy of the referral protocols for addressing pupil behavioral health concerns for board approval. This policy establishes a formal process for identifying, supporting, and referring students in grades 7 through 12 who may be experiencing behavioral health concerns. This policy was developed in alignment with California Ed Code Section 49428. And in consultation with the school and the community stakeholders, including behavioral health professionals and the school's legal team. So, our school is not unique to adopting protocols. These actually are already established protocols, but due to the changes in legislation, we were required to put them on paper. And so, before you is mostly just a framework of what we already do and what we will continue to do when we see students that are that are experiencing or demonstrating behavioral health concerns. So the purpose of this policy is to ensure our schools have a consistent and proactive framework for responding to student behavioral health needs while connecting students and families to appropriate supports and services. As we know, schools throughout the state and elsewhere are really starting to see an increase in students experiencing anxiety, depression, trauma, substance abuse, maybe some grief. They may be experiencing some social isolation or other behavioral health challenges. And so, this policy helps formalize the systems and the procedures already occurring across our sites while strengthening consistency, training, and accountability. One of the key components of the policy that you may have already noticed is that it focuses on equitable access to support services for high-risk student groups. So, the policy specifically identifies some key vulnerable student populations, including students that are foster youth or experiencing homelessness, students with disabilities, students in our LGBTQ community, students experiencing grief or trauma, or any student that is also pregnant or parenting youth. The policy establishes a structured referral process for students who may need additional behavioral health support. And under this policy, staff may identify concerns through various means. So they may notice through informal observations, through attendance or discipline trends, maybe some student writing, maybe some essays that they turn in, some surveys. Earlier we talked about LCAP surveys, and so sometimes they students demonstrate a need or express a behavioral health concern that we can identify through those means or regular family input. Students identified with behavioral health concerns are then referred to the assistant principal or the designee, where then the AP, the assistant principal, will work with the student support team to determine appropriate interventions and support. So, another aspect of the policy is the emphasis on positive interventions and supports. So, the policy encourages schools to use restorative and supportive practices whenever possible. And some of these restorative practices include the counseling, mentoring, restorative conversations, goal setting, peer supports, and any specific classroom-based interventions that we can apply locally. The policy also addresses staff training requirements and is outlined before you. Thank you for scrolling down to that section of the policy. In accordance with Ed Code Section 49428, the school will provide behavioral health referral training for employees who have direct contact with students. The training includes recognizing signs of behavioral health concerns, understanding referral pathways, and identifying available school and community resources. Because there are resources that we have locally within our school, but then there are also community-based resources as well that we can connect students and families to when there is a need. If approved today, implementation steps will include staff training and awareness activities. There was also a training that is being made available to LEAs through the state. So we will lean in and review those training materials so that we can hopefully incorporate that training for our staff. It will include continued coordination with counselors, behavioral health providers, and support staff, and ongoing review of behavioral health trends and referral effectiveness. So we'll continue to monitor our students, identify any trends, and just really make sure that our referral process is effective. Ultimately, this policy strengthens our ability to support students holistically by ensuring students experiencing behavioral health concerns are identified early, connected to supports, and monitored appropriately. In terms of fiscal impact, the cost associated with incorporating this policy will be minimal. We anticipate it being absorbed in the school's operating budget. The superintendent and school leadership team recommend the approval of the referral protocols for addressing pupil behavioral health concerns. This concludes my review of the policy, and I'm happy to answer any questions that the board may have.
Here, very thorough again.
Thank you. Would you like me to propose a motion if there are no further questions?
Yes, please.
I'd be happy to. So I'd like to propose a motion to approve the OFL Ridgecrest referral protocols for addressing pupil behavioral health concerns to ensure compliance with state law and strengthen the school system of behavioral health support for students.
Peter Russell, so moved.
And I'll second. Peter has moved, and I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote? Peter.
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C7 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item C8, the OFL Ridgecrest Credit Enrichment and Year-Round Incentive Compensation Programs for fiscal year 2026, 2027 for all eligible staff, assistant principal, principal, director of schools, and assistant superintendent. Candace.
Thank you. Good afternoon, board. In front of you is the OFL Ridgecrest Credit Enrichment and Year-Round Incentive Compensation. We're requesting the board review and consider the approval for the OFL Ridgecrest Credit Enrichment and Year-Round Incentive Compensation Program for fiscal year 2026-2027. This includes all eligible staff, assistant principals, principals, directors of schools, and assistant superintendent. The board has adopted a discretionary school year incentive program in order to recognize and reward exceptional performance, significant contributions, and substantial accomplishments by the staff during the applicable school year. The contract terms are for the school year of 26-27. Maximum incentive noted in the following pages, which were reviewed and attached. Is there any questions that I can answer regarding the incentive programs for the 26-27 school year?
No.
Would you like me to propose a motion?
Yes, please.
Motion to approve the OFL Ridgecrest Credit Enrichment and Year-Round Incentive Compensation Programs for fiscal year 26-27, all eligible staff, assistant principal, principal, director of schools, and assistant superintendent.
So move. Can I get a second, please?
Peter Russell, a second.
All right, I have moved. Peter has seconded. Can I get a roll call vote? Peter?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C8. The OFL Ridgecrest Credit Enrichment and Year-Round Incentive Plan Compensation Programs for fiscal year 2026-2027 is approved. Thank you. All right, before we move to adjourn the meeting for this evening, Peter, is there anything else that you'd like to go ahead and bring up as far as comments go?
There is not.
Okay. Just a reminder for everybody that the next OFL Ridgecrest meeting will be on June 24th, 2026 at 3 p.m. If there's no other questions, can I get a motion to adjourn the meeting, please?
Peter Russell, so
I have seconded. Peter's moved. I have seconded. Roll call vote. Peter.
aye.
I also vote aye. Today's meeting is adjourned at 3:50 p.m. All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming on.
Thank you.